Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, that's where the grown and sexy. Y'all know who y'all is. Come on. A little frustrated.
Hell of a week at work, and boss keeps yelling at me. What a jerk, and home is killing me too. It's the worst call. Kirsten got out of school. On my nerves, there's countdown.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
to the weekend,
Friday.
Yeah.
My grind on, but I need a good groove. I wanna lose control.
Step in, I'm getting crunk too.
Yeah, my world day.
More than a little will do, but I wanna get
You're listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Morning Show.
Close my drip on daily just so they can see.
Whoa. I see the link with the box. Had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa.
And I'm back to my ways because I'm fortunate.
Stay tuned for more hip-hop and R&B. Fat Man West Coast.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus! Just get it real!
The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Hey, y'all! What up? This is Reef Hustle, and you are now listening to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with Fat Man West Coast and the Morning Crew right here on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all stare at me. Hey, y'all! Reef Hustle.
going on, everybody? Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast. I hope everybody had a good night because I'm tired as shit this morning. It is hot as hell out here, already 94 degrees here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it's supposed to get up to, I think today's supposed to be 113. I think yesterday was 114 or 13 or something like that. 113, 112 today. You know what I'm saying? So we're having an excessive heat alert for the rest of the week. You know what I'm saying? So if you got some loved ones out there, we can't stress this enough. If you got some loved ones out there, make sure you're calling them and checking up on them, especially if you got a grandmother, grandfather, great auntie, you know, great-great-grandmother, great-great-grandfather. Call and check on them. Please call and check on them twice a day. Call and check on them in the morning. Call and check on them in the evening. You know what I'm saying? And just do a wellness check. Just see how they doing. You know what I'm saying? Because we older folks can't take all of this heat and everything. We can't handle this too well. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you call and check on your loved ones. Make sure you do a wellness check on your family, period. Because there's a lot going on in this world. You know what I'm saying? And this weather is real crazy. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all. Make sure y'all share the show, share the show, share the show. You know what I'm saying? If I text you the show, share it to the people in your contacts. If you got the show off of, if you got the show off the internet, off of Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you share it. Share the show. This is how shows go viral. And this is how you show your support in sharing the show. Okay, so I can't stress that enough. Share it to your people so they get turned on to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, which we do every morning, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, all right, and 11 a.m., all right, for the Midwest people, for my people out there in Texas and everywhere, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know what I mean? We getting these time zones down, you know what I'm saying? So tell a friend, share the show, let people know where you what's going on, where we at, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that there, you know what I mean? So everybody's excited this morning. Everybody is so excited this morning about the Hip Hop Museum, okay, out there in Milwaukee. Big shout out to Miss Antonia Anderson. All right, she's going to be on the show today, and she's going to be sharing, she's CEO and founder, okay, of the Milwaukee, Wisconsin Hip Hop Museum, all right? We've been very, very excited about her coming on the show. You know what I'm saying? You know, we've been hearing about the Hip Hop Museum out there in New York. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Rocky out there doing the damn thing. And now we ran across Miss Anderson. You know what I mean? And everything. hold on. Y'all got some weird-ass questions coming across my board right now. And everything. Just everybody, just sit tight. Sit tight, sit back, and ride with your boy. I got you. Long as I can see you in queue. Don't worry about the questions. Don't worry about everything. Everything is going to be all right. You're in good hands. You are rocking with the number one morning show in the land, okay, in the world. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, all right? We do this every morning, so just sit back, relax. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of y'all sending these messages across my phone and everything. Like I said, y'all hit us up and... hit us up at 563-999-3639. All right. Once again, that's 563-999-3639. Hit us up. Let us know. Share the show. Tell somebody. Tell your mama. Tell your sister. Tell your brother. Tell your auntie. Tell the mailman. Tell the milkman. Tell the the person that's probably in the car next to you and everything. No, I can't call you because there's no way I can call you from my show. So, no, you just need to call me and sit in queue like you are and enjoy the show. You see, some of you may have to call me. No. We're not going to do an interview like that, sweetie. You're going to have to call me and everything like that there because I have the world connected to us right now. And there is no way that I'm about to get off this phone and call you. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. So just sit back and relax, y'all. You got your boy coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. And, of course, we got the youngster, the young one in the building. You know what I'm saying? TNG, what's going on, player?
Yeah, what's cracking with you, OG? How you doing?
You know what
I'm
saying?
How you doing,
you know
everybody, all the listeners?
Yeah, that's right, man. We up in here. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's calling us. We got callers coming in from Wisconsin. You know what I'm saying? We got callers coming in from Detroit. We got Texas in the building. We got Las Vegas in the building. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, we got our foreign countries that's in the building. You know, shout out to right now we got the Philippines in the house. We got a new one. We got some new people that was added to our listening list. You know what I'm saying? Just to give everybody a feel and a background of the type of audience we got. We got 32,351 listeners right now. That's 51 listeners, my bad. 351 listeners. Big shout out to the Philippines coming in at 0.81%. Big shout out to Canada coming in at 0.81%. Our new people, Nigeria. Nigeria is coming in at 1.8%. And Germany is coming in at 4.30%. Damn, Germany listening real hard this morning and been listening this week. United States is coming in at 88.98%. So big shout out to everybody. And who else is this? India is coming in at 1.0%. Shout out to India. And, of course, Brazil is lit up. You know what I'm saying? They coming in at 1.0%. Make sure you people follow us. We need followers for this new season. You know what I'm saying? We go through followers every season. But we're building our new following list and everything like that. So y'all make sure y'all become a follower of the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show worldwide. Like I said this morning, we have Miss Antonia Anderson on the show. You know what I'm saying? Doing the damn thing and stuff like that. She is CEO and founder of the Milwaukee Hip Hop Museum. I know the youngster was excited about this one and everything. I know he was talking about he couldn't wait for this interview, Mr. TNG.
Oh, yeah, man, just for the legacy of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? It's always great just to learn more, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's right, you know what I'm saying and everything. So how's the weather out there where you're at?
Yeah, hot as hell, man. We 108. I know that ain't nowhere near what y'all dealing with. But right behind.
That's what's up. I mean, yeah, you know, you can't beat the heat. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that.
You can only hope to contain it.
You know what I mean? Everybody coming. Okay, so if everybody got a museum and this, that, and the other, how come y'all not telling me? Y'all wait till I get people on the show, and then you want to let me know, oh, I got a museum, and y'all been networking with me for the last few years. Black people, please, let's start networking and being honest with each other, because then y'all want to hit me up while we on the show now talking about, I got a museum. Then you need to speak on that. And we can have you on the show, and we can talk about your museum also. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
Jethro got it.
Right, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? In Messenger and things like that. As much as y'all network and talk to me, y'all could have been saying, hey, I got a museum. Hey, let's get on the show and let me talk about what I do. I do nothing but celebrate my black people every single day of the week. How many of you, my black people, celebrate me? Huh? How many of y'all done had me on y'all show and everything? I ain't gonna get on my soapbox, but y'all know I will. You know what I'm saying? But listen, we have Miss Anderson in the building. I think she's downstairs getting some coffee and tea, and hope she ain't down there drinking up my liquor and Krispy Kremes. So listen, y'all. You know how I feel about my Hennessy and Krispy Kremes.
Yeah, I like to dunk it. I remember.
That's right. That's right. You know what I'm saying? I don't like them too soggy. Don't like them too soggy. You know what I mean? So listen, everybody. We're going to get ready for the coming of Miss Antonia Anderson, CEO and founder. Now, she also has a mobile hip-hop museum that she can drive around and bring to your neighborhood, and all the kids in the neighborhood can see the hip-hop museum on the mobile, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. Man, that's dope as hell. I wish we had something like that out here. And as advanced as Las Vegas, Nevada is, we don't have nothing like that. We don't have a hip-hop museum or anything out here. Closest we come to hip-hop museum is Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, and they want you to come up in there and gamble. Then I can let you come up in there and get educated on the history of your people. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just loving everybody. We got the 414 in the building, the 413 in the building, the 830 area code in the building, the 702 is in the building, the 313 is in the building, and the 918 is definitely in the house, y'all. So listen, we going to pay some bills. We going to be right back, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And we going to get into this long-awaited interview with Miss Anderson, the CEO and founder of the Hip Hop Museum out there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I got some people in Milwaukee in this area. I got to look them up and stuff like that. They probably be like, who the hell are you? And we ain't heard from you, and we don't know how long and everything. You know what I'm saying, y'all? We going to be right back in just a second.
You are listening to Unsigned Hype Radio, a.k.a. the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, with your host, Fat Man, West Coast, live from downtown Las Vegas.
You're listening to the Unsigned Hype Radio, a.k.a. the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, live from Las Vegas.
Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today because y'all gonna get this work. Y'all definitely gonna learn today. They gonna learn today, ain't that right, TNG?
Man. Keep your ears and eyes open. Trust me. Any time. You gonna learn today.
I don't know what the hell that means, but yeah, keep your ears and eyes open and everything. So listen, y'all, with no further ado, we're going to bring the lady of the hour onto the airwaves. You know what I'm saying? We are honored to have her on the show today. We've been networking back and forth for the last couple of days. I seen what she was doing, and I extended the olive branch to her, you know, which I do with a lot of people. A lot of these museums and a lot of these hip-hop historians and activists and everything, and we don't mean no harm. We just want to bring you on to the show and turn you on to our listeners, educate our listeners. You know, we've been doing this Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I know I've been doing this Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show for over 10 years out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Here on Blog Talk Radio. And I get a lot of listeners. I get a lot of unsigned artists and things like that. I get a lot of people from around the world, a lot of people from third world countries that can't even get hip-hop. They can't even get rap music. You know what I'm saying? One of the one things that was crazy to me was all this going on, and Germany and Ukraine are the most listening countries. And they over there bombing and fighting and this, that, and the other. I thought they'd be knocked out their Wi-Fi or internet by now. And they're coming in stronger at times than the American listeners are. So you never know who's listening. You never know who's watching you. So this is why we asked everybody to put your best foot forward. We asked everybody to be at your best, to be at your greatest, because the time is now. You know what I mean? So I wanted to bring her on because I know she can touch a lot of people in this city. And I'm getting a lot of awful. I'm getting a lot of phone calls. I know she can touch a lot of people and everything like that there. So listen, y'all, with no further ado, I want y'all to show her and give her that wake your ass up morning show love like we always do. You know what I'm saying? And y'all give it up for Miss Antonia Anderson. Yes. Good morning, Ms. Anderson. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very clearly. Very clearly. Yes, coming in loud and clear.
I am great and excited to be on the show today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are excited for you to be on the show today.
Very much for having you.
And everything. We know that you've been busy with your museum, and we can't wait to hear everything about your museum and what you do. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you the floor, and we're going to let you introduce yourself to the world and let everybody know who you are, who you be, and what it is that you do.
Okay, so my name is Antonia Anderson. I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I'm the CEO and founder of Milwaukee Hip Hop Museum. I do pop-ups, I do tours in the museum, and I go out in the community. And the bigger picture is I work with a lot of youth here in the schools in Milwaukee, giving them the information and the knowledge regarding hip-hop, the golden era of hip-hop.
Okay. Now, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. Like I said, you know, you all, you're the second, you know, I know everybody knows about Rocky out there in New York, just, you know, has broke ground and started the hip hop museum and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And then I run across you. I get somebody else that hits me up this morning and lets me know that they have a hip hop museum with the Smithsonian out there in California and everything like that. Can I ask you a question? Why is it so hard for us as a people to bring this to the forefront for educational purposes, not for personal purposes, you know, for props and look what I did, but for educational purposes, to keep our people in tune and keep our people turned on, if I can say that?
Well, from my perspective, I actually work in a school district here in Milwaukee, and I have a lot of experience around the kids, and it just looks like to me, it's kind of like when they brought out the positive hip hop, you know, all the good information is not getting out like it should. So I think it's just up to those of us that can to educate our kids on it, you know, because we know those were youth that came from nothing and made it into something spectacular, and it's still growing. So even in the schools, there are some teachers along with me that are bringing hip hop into school. So it's going slowly, but it's going to, you know, it's going to work out, you know.
Okay.
And we have to kind of just come together and kind of force that issue to bring it in, because the kids are getting kind of tired of the same old education.
Okay. We had a situation like that here in Las Vegas a few years ago. I was involved in some of the high schools and everything. They wanted to start bringing in hip-hop education to the students as a after-school extracurricular activity, you know what I'm saying? More to stop the violence, keep the kids off the street and things like that. And it seems like once the program got started, got up, got running, we wrote a format, we wrote a treatment for it, following the guidelines and things like that, it seemed like white America wanted to take it over because now they figure that they can teach black kids hip-hop better than we can, being experienced in it. How do you feel about that? Because to me, that was kind of crazy. I was kind of pissed off about that, and I'm still raising hell about it to this day. But it seems like white America feels like they know hip-hop better than we do.
Right. And, you know, we know that's nothing new. They knew everything that, I'm just going to go on and say it, that they, I won't say borrowed from us and never returned.
Uh-huh.
But
right.
You're doing the right thing by keeping up noise. I would suggest that colored people and black people bring on the noise. You know, I also
right.
work in an after-school program where I carry, like, the hip-hop stuff there, and we do activities. And
okay.
when you say stop the violence, that is really what got me into hip-hop back in the day. You know, the crack era and KRS-One and all those folks
right.
got together and did the Stop the Violence VHS
mm-hmm.
movie. But we
right.
have to make some noise. Black people, we have to, you know, we have to make some noise. Like, we make noise about everything else we want. Buying Gucci,
right.
whatever else we want to do. We have to make
right.
the noise to make this happen.
Right. Exactly. And if you're just now tuning in, please hit us up at 563-999-3639. Press the 1 button. If you got any questions for Ms. Anderson, founder and CEO of Milwaukee Hip Hop Museum. Now, we got the youngster on the phone, TNG, and I know he's been wanting to ask some questions and everything like that. He gets, I like to have him on the show because he gets excited and everything like that. His youth comes out and everything, you know what I'm saying? So, TNG, you got any questions you want to ask Ms. Anderson?
Yes, but I also want to say, I think that is dope how you are able to reach the youth and teach them, for one, about their own culture and about themselves, because music does speak volumes through ages. And I like how you said the golden age of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, instead of the beginning or origin or origination of, you know? What all do you kind of break down in that when you say the golden era? What all do you kind of criteria-wise do you kind of like show them or like, you know, knowledge drop on them about the golden era of hip-hop?
Okay, so like my earliest exhibit, and I'll say this before I say my early exhibit, is when I started collecting. I actually started collecting like jazz, rhythm and blues, spiritual,
okay.
all of that. So I have all of that first. And then
okay.
I started getting DJ Kool Herc, you know, memorabilia, and I just brought it on to bear. I didn't go back, you know, to when we were in change with spiritual, you know, the spirituality new music, but that is where I started, and it's golden to me.
So,
it may not
so
be golden to everybody
the
else.
Jazz part, my bad. So, but the jazz part first, like Chuck Berry back then, like Chuck Berry, like in that, like, that far back, or just in general,
right.
like before BB King,
or
like
all of that. Yeah, I have all that. I'll tell you, I have Billie Holiday, Mom Maple, Bessie Smith. I have jazz, and when I say I have all of that, I mean cassettes. I mean 8-tracks, those that I could find. I have
right.
all of
hell yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. I mean, I'm loving this and everything, you know, because it's a part of our history that we tend to miss out on. People think that hip-hop never existed, or people want to act like hip-hop never existed. Hip-hop was a very influential part of music coming up in the 70s and 80s, you know what I'm saying, especially the early 80s and everything when it came out with breakdance.
Yeah, and it came from, that's why it's dope that she has the jazz and R&B, because that's where it is an extension of,
right.
you know, that exactly, jazz and R&B. So,
mm-hmm.
nah, it's beautiful. Like, it's dope. And like you said, for people to actually get the knowledge and not get the watered down version from, well, we'll just say society.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? So that's a beautiful thing. It's kind of like how just like ourselves, I'm pretty sure, you know, most black people who are raised and have elders that grew up through, you know, from sharecropping or anything like that raised us to be proud of our heritage and teach us to be well knowledge of our background. It's kind of like the same thing. So in that way, you're not being misinformed, and you grow up knowing the truth compared to some who learn it from a book or from school or what have you, and kind of get the disillusioned or, you know, you know, the half truths. You know what I mean?
Right. So they're getting the education and the full truth. You know what I'm saying? And saying,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So, what are some of the other what are some of the things that we may not know about hip hop history that we should, that you know that, or that you know that you know we don't know?
I would say, piggybacking off this conversation, is that actually it started off like in West African and the West African sound, rhythm and blues, then it turned into rap and then hip hop. So it started there, and then it is where it is. America, when I go to school, they want to teach us about slavery, you know, like we started as slavery and we ended as slavery. No, this is a combination of all of that music and everything that went in it. But to me, it's kind of like the new millennium of how the youth are expressing itself, like how Marvin Gaye and them expressed themselves with their conscious music in the 70s. You know, it's their way of expressing itself now, and it's a good way to get the youth involved, but we just kind of let them have a voice. Now, you know, some of the voices we don't want to hear, but we have to listen to them and let them have a voice, because, you know, now they kind of tuned out, and with technology, they really tuning out and listening, doing what they want to do. So we have to keep implementing that part of it to the youth, you know, because I know we elders or elderly, you know, we got some information. We got some Marvin Gaye. We kind of know what Billie Holiday was saying in Strange Fruit. All of that just comes around to knowledge and information, you know?
Yes, exactly, exactly. I understand exactly where you're coming from and everything. How long did it take you to get the museum started and up and running in Milwaukee? Is Milwaukee a complicated place to get something started like that in?
Well, it's complicated as far as, you know what, actually I won't say it's complicated, because even though there's some people here that promote me and give me shout out, there are a lot of them, but then there's some other folks that, you know, waiting for the bell to go off, and by that time I may have moved on to something else. But it wasn't that difficult, because I started during COVID, and because I worked for the school system, I was home for like 9 months. And I used to take my pop-ups and my events out into the community, you know, and I wasn't able to do that. So all the history I had, it's just like, you know, I just woke up like, I'm just going to put it up. And it's actually in the loft that I live in. So with my spare time and thinking about, okay, educating the youth, and also I might need, you know, a couple of bucks down the road, I put it up in my house. So it's actually in my home in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Okay, so you kind of made your avenue through you kind of just did it yourself and made the avenue, whether it was accepted full on or not, and kind of was like, I don't care really about who naysayers, you know what I'm saying? It's something you still made available regardless.
Exactly. And I've
collected
history. My mom always collected history. So it's like I said, I have history from way back, but I just brought the hip hop because, again, I'm trying to reach the youth. I used to work at a place where they would go and like live, you know, if they got into so much trouble, where, again, they were making so much off of them. They could have went to college two or three times, and they still went to prison, like the pipeline to prison. So I'm trying to just think of different ways to get through the youth. And I do notice that they are engaged when you bring in, you know, something different, some music, something they can relate to, writing, poetry, critical thinking skills. They like that. They love it. So I'm pretty sure that after, like, they're celebrating the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, and, you know, in a minute, it's going to be like everything else they try not to bring into the school. I think it's that time that it's going to be in more schools, because even in Milwaukee, it's in the colleges. You know, they have online programs. So I think we're getting there. I think we're there, really. I'm just going to claim that we're there. It's just moving a little slower than we wanted to.
Oh yeah, no, I agree. I agree the same. Cause like when I was going to college and everything, the curriculum in a lot of states and cities are different. But I do agree with you on there are groundbreaking things that they finally are accepting, and it's making a difference. I don't think that part is talked about enough, so that's why it's still like the boogeyman is kind of trying to still be pushed under the rug, and nobody wants to really accept it or speak about the acceptance, because no one's. It's kind of like, you know what I'm saying, the numbers. You don't want everybody to see the good, you know what I'm saying, of what it's really doing. So everybody, will say society, is pushing it under the rug and want to put out the bad, you know what I'm saying, the dark side of it, the bad of it. And let's push that narrative. Not the fact that, oh, my God, even if they kept 5 niggas out of prison, but the other 2 went out of a group of 8, out of a group of 10, or whatever, you know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say? Like, that should still be pushed as a positive, not let's expound on the 2 that went to prison. But 2 still went to prison, though. And it's like, okay, people slip through. And you know what I'm saying? People slip through. Like, but it's still the positive that things are progressing and moving forward. And to take that and still say, all right, let's tweak it. And you know what I'm saying? The same as a mechanic fixing the engine. Let's go in and tune it up, make it better, so then everything can be fine on all cylinders. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just how things are presented.
Yeah. I want to say this too. When hip-hop started back, you know, when they really started bringing out the conscious, social conscious, Kumo D, KRS-One,
right.
Stop the Violence movement. Then, you know, gangster rap came in, and I listened to some gangster, not Tupac stays in the car. So I'm saying then those messages, they got lost, you know, all of that went through a stop. They got together on that, like they get together on everything else because they know our people were listening to it. And again, that was back in the crack era. You know, when they shared the crack, and then they took the knowledge away. So I and like my mentor, we have to keep up with teaching our kids. So, you know, we expect them to bring some knowledgeable information to them, and then they're going to lose out money on the prison system. Then they're not going to have the slavery in the prisons anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
No,
okay.
I totally agree. That's why I say in the game today, in music, in hip-hop, that conscious rap isn't accepted. That's why people like J. Cole took so long to be heard or finally break out as an artist. Because if you stick to your craft, they want to silence the conscious and let through the bullshit. So not just trap rap and all that drill music and shit, but you know what I'm saying? It takes longer.
Okay. Well, listen, y'all, check this out. We got a caller. From the area code 413, and we're gonna bring them in right now and see what they want to do. What's going on? You got to wake your ass up morning show. Who is this? Hello. Okay. They get scared every time they get them on the phone and everything, but that's all right though. But listen, Miss Anderson, I want to know. Now, do they allow you to bring your museum to the venues and concerts in Milwaukee?
Because, again, it's been slow, but, you know, I've been persistent. So now more people are reaching out to me. We have DJ Spinderella. She's going to be coming to Milwaukee in October, and they reached out to me. I also did a very famous Adidas party. So, you know, it's like everything slow. People look and see how consistent you are, and if you bring your stuff, they want to see, you know, okay, then someone else sees it, and then they call you again. We had Tupac's sister. She came here for something, and I brought a Tupac display. So, again, it's coming around full circle. And then you guys call me. So it's coming around full circle.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that we could help get the word out and things like that, because things like this are very important to our community. People may think that it's not, but it is, because it's a part of our history. It's a part of our heritage. It's a part of where we come from. It's a part of who we are creating ourselves as individuals. You know what I'm saying? Music is a universal language. It depicts individuality. It depicts, you know, it can tell a story, you know what I'm saying? It
exactly.
can speak to people, you know, it can speak to people straight to their soul, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
instead of their mind,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
and everything. And I think
yeah.
that we don't have people like yourself and all of these other activists, all of these hip-hop historians. I don't see why they don't bring you all together. I don't see why these museums aren't as big as they should be with all the knowledge and all the education
mm-hmm.
that we have and that
mm-hmm.
is out there to be found. It makes me feel like, and I want to know if you feel the same way, it makes me feel like
mm-hmm.
they don't want it to be heard. They don't
mm-hmm.
want it to be heard
mm-hmm.
or be found.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like, and I'm thinking I'm quoting Malcolm X. Well, you know, when we know people don't want to educate our kids, why are we,
uh-huh.
you know, sitting back thinking they're going to give them some knowledge? Like I said, if they tell me one more thing about slavery, we didn't come here a slave. Tell us about what we did before that. They don't get to that
mm-hmm.
part, do they? They want to talk
mm-hmm.
about, you know, we were slaves. And then our kids are thinking we were nothing but slaves. You know, in school, they don't
right.
teach about Black Wall Street and all of that. So, again, I just hold myself accountable. And then, you know, when some people see some people doing it, then they'll pick it up. But I just see that it's needed as far as educating the youth. And that's kind of what I'm on because I didn't get to education. I learned in the streets. So.
Right. You learn from the hard
well,
knowledge.
Well, no,
you know
what it
mean?
Is.
Right. The street knowledge.
Right. Exactly. I'm sorry.
No,
go ahead, TNG.
No, what it is the fact it's the fear of, because knowledge is power. And everybody who listens to conscious rap, conscious anyone,
mm-hmm.
it's already
mm-hmm.
been said that if we all unite as a culture, as one, as a black, we're unstoppable. And that's the fear. That is,
mm-hmm.
that's why we push slaves. Y'all niggas don't know nothing. We taught y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We told you what it is and all that.
Because mm-hmm.
if we keep
mm-hmm.
you, if we keep you inferior minded and keep you...
Mm-hmm.
If we can keep you controlled and down in just that regard,
right.
it's the same as brainwashing. Then that's like
exactly.
That's like if you grew up in the system, say foster homes or whatever, and your foster parents
mm-hmm.
just sit there all day berating you, ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be like your parents
right.
or this and that and all that. What else are you gonna grow up to think until someone else helps break down that way of thinking for you and shows you different. You
right.
know, so no, they don't want to put these museums out there because
no.
we still want the ignorance to prevail. If
right.
that makes sense.
Yeah.
As long as these kids
yeah,
chill out here listening to trap rapping that's all about guns, bitches, hoes, mm-hmm. and perkies,
yeah.
nigga,
mm-hmm.
then we won. We're winning. You know what I'm saying? These niggas
right.
are ignorant.
Exactly.
Let them be ignorant. So
right.
exactly.
that's why a lot of things don't get shown. Which is why I said, like, how a lot of us today are feared upon or considered racist or a problem when you're raised by an elder who's been through, like, you know, it's like I was saying earlier
yeah.
about being proud of your heritage and well-knowledged about where you came from. Because, say,
uh-huh.
you know, like, my great-grandma was a sharecropper. You know, she grew up through slavery and shit like that. So they raised
mm-hmm.
us to be proud. But know your history. It's not about being racist.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm a proud black man and I'm very well, you know, educated in my background and knowing where I came from and what have you doesn't make me racist at all. But to the side of the next man, I'm the uppity nigga who, oh, you think, you know what I'm saying, because you can read and all that ignorant shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, I'm just, I know my history, and I'm proud of who I am and where I came from.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make me racist at all. But it gets misconstrued or mistaken when
uh-huh.
you are that proud or that well knowledgeable, because then you can't fluff me and tell me whatever the fuck you want to. You can't put that facade and
right.
mask over me, you know what I'm saying, that veil over my eyes, because I've seen the truth. I've already seen the forest for the trees and whatnot, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So try that on the next man. But now you're mad because that's what causes mutiny, uprisings. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, again,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get treated like a Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, or somebody because, oh, shit, if they start listening to him or he can get, you know, the same as if you had a job, you stand up for yourself, right is right, wrong is wrong. Same thing. Now you're the problem. We got to find a way to get rid of him because we can't just do him like everybody else was all in attention and we can control him and everybody, but now you got that one standout and that's all it takes. So, to eradicate the problem to, for the better of the ignorant evolution. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, listen, everybody, if you're just tuning in, we are sitting here talking with Antonia Anderson, Miss Anderson, I like to call her, and everything, you know what I'm saying? CEO and founder of Milwaukee Hip Hop Museum. Now, Miss Anderson, I know we getting down to time, 44 minutes left in the show. What is the one thing that you want everybody to know about as far as being involved in their history? What is the one important thing that you want people to know? Because I think now history is starting to get swept under the rug with these new millennials, because everybody don't want to talk about that. And I wasn't a part of that, so I don't know what y'all are talking about and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? It's in so many ways, it's kind of like denouncing our history. What do you say to that?
The ignorance.
Right. Well, first, I'll make a few people mad, including family members. Rest your Bible a little bit. Like, don't keep holding and clenching on it tight and running like everything you do has to be lived by the Bible. You know, I'm not saying don't listen, don't do it, but also put it in some action. You know, tradition. We go by tradition, but are y'all talking to the youth? Are y'all asking them what's wrong with them? You know, are you listening to them when they're talking? Are you got that Bible? Are you hitting them over the head? Are you, this is what the Bible say. You know, just encourage them to ask questions from their folks that are still around. If not, seek some mentors that will give them some. Make sure that there's some safe mentors. But read up on your own. You know, right now they're banning books. I'm not throwing mine away. When they throw them in the garbage, I'm right there to get them. They're banning books in the school. You know, so it's up to us as adults to go study our own history. And at least if the kids want to stay on their phone, we'll pull up this and read it. But it's very important to share the history. Some of us are like, oh, it makes me feel this way, and oh, I don't want to. That's why they're out here robbing people's mama, driving a Lyft. You know, there's no rules, no codes, nothing. Even in my era, if you did something to my mama, you know, police would not have people get involved. But just studying their history so they can know about themselves, because that's a reason to me that they're burning down the village, because they don't know anything. They don't care about robbing somebody's mama and she out here standing on the bus stop. Somebody tried to rob me in California standing on the bus stop. Really? Okay.
Right.
So just digging deep in the history and continue to educate our children that they got to know their history. If you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going.
Know where you're going.
And that is what we see. Yeah, you know where you came from. How do you know where you're going?
And that I can agree with you with. I can agree with you 4,000%. But what do we do when we're dealing with someone? You know, that's cool. Yeah, educate them on their history and things like that, and make sure they know where they're coming from. We're dealing with a lot of parents these days that don't even know where they're coming from or where they have been to educate their kids. So it's kind of like the blind leading the blind.
Yep. But you know what? When I go to these after-school programs, which, yes, they're in the kids, I talk to little K-3 kids, and they tell me how they lost their cousin to gun violence or whatever. And it's to the point where they're, like, scared, you know, but then they're tough. They're scared, but they got to be tough because, you know, bodies are dropping around them. So, again, bringing it to the school, bringing it in the community. I pop up everywhere. You know, I bring it everywhere. Okay. You know, I've even brought out turntables and record players and stuff. So if the parents don't bring it to them, sometimes we have to bring it to the kids. And now we really got to bring it to the kids.
Right.
We have to meet them where they at. Yeah, we have to bring it to them.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Chief, you got a point. In these times today, a lot of things are so just normal now. Like, I'm not going to lie, I grew up, you know, hood and shit like that in ghetto and had my background and shit. But even then, at that time of growing up, it's crazy how game banging or death or the violence in general, from fighting or shooting, becomes a natural thing. So like how you say, you talk to the kindergartners or first and second, third graders, and they're like, yeah, it's scary, but I mean, shit, what else are you supposed to do? I mean, it's life. It's every day. It becomes just as normal as we breathe every day. You know what I'm saying? It comes So it's not a taboo or a rare thing anymore. Like, but I, when you think about it in history, it's always been that, depending in the black community. You know what I mean? Like, white people in other places here, they're like, oh, my God. And we're like, what the fuck? Why you acting like that? Don't you? You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. This bug just got popped out of my daddy, my mom. Like, bro, this is what we go through. It's every day. Like, this is our experiences, you know? And it's sad. It's sad. So, like, that's what you said. The museum is a good thing because it does shine a different light and give a different kind of hope or outlook on just what's out there but outside in those streets besides the corner, or, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that. Because, like a lot of people don't understand. There's people who's never left they block, let alone they city. They've never been out of San Antonio, let alone Texas, you know what I mean, for an example. So people have to understand that you are only confined to your area mentally. You can travel mentally before, you know, way better than you can physically, but doing both is still a great thing to try to accomplish. It teaches a lot, because at least for young children or younger generations, because there's more out there. And again, without that being shown or, you know, open to them, they'll never know. That's why, like I said, with the education in schools, they stopped a lot of those field trips and, hey, parents, you know, because when I was growing up, you could, especially if you're doing good at school, there was field trips that took you to Texas or this and that, even if it was for Six Flags. It's still, or for example, museums and other educational informational trips that if you were good and depending on your class, you could go on these if your parents signed a little waiver and had just a couple of dollars. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even do that shit no more. So, like, it's really kind of like the solution is right there and it's simple. They're just, it's like society is just difficult about how to approach it. They want to make it their idea. And if it's not their idea, then it sounds stupid as hell. Kind of like on the Flintstones, where, you know, Barney's like, hey, Fred, let's do this. And he's like, no, that's dumb. And then turned right back around and said the same shit. And was like, hey, I got it. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's
like,
do all this. Right,
now it's the perfect idea.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just society's so fucking backwards.
Right.
That's really all it is. It's kind of like a pride. I guess, for lack of better words for the moment.
Right.
It's like a society prideful to let.
Okay.
Say what? Go ahead.
I was going to say, really, if you think about it, isn't it like the friends we hang around when we grow up? You know, I have sons, and I do tell them, and I tell the truth, because there's articles that I've told the truth. I skipped school. I went to the store and picked up some items I wasn't supposed to do, but I always organize stuff. You know, organize whatever you do, organize it. Don't just decide you're going to go do this if you don't have a plan. So it's also who you hang with. If somebody was kind of slower than me, I'm like, uh-oh, nope, we ain't going to be friends, you know.
Right.
And I just think these kids now are being desensitized with the technology and all of the depth around them. Even when we were growing up, man, please, we ran out of the hood so fast to keep from fighting. It seemed like everywhere we ran, they called us. You know, we had to create a way to get away from our neighbors, and they were black. You know, okay, this way we're going to go tomorrow so they don't catch us. But I'm saying we weren't losing our friends. They might give us a good beat down until we learn how to fight, but they wasn't shooting us because they know they was going to get the beat down. Now they shoot because they're trying to avoid the beat now. You know.
Right. So it's kind of like a catch-22.
I'm going to get you first.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That,
it's like you said, people are afraid, as back in the day y'all called it, 50 cows. People are afraid to fight. Now, a lot of people, it's not even about fighting, no matter if, like, how I raise my children. Hey, man, you know, protect yourself, throw them hands, be responsible about the situation and shit like that. Nowadays, it's not even about that. Like, when I was growing up, 90s, 91, that was the last of the fighting era. Because around 2000 and up, it was somebody quick to be like, man, I'll shoot you before I hit you, bro. And it's like, damn.
Yeah.
Niggas scared to take an ass whooping. It's just
they were getting beat up. Ain't know what they were saying, because I witnessed it too. They just
and
said, I'm going to get my heat. That's what they did.
Hey,
they, when they got beat up, they said, I'm going to get my heat.
Exactly.
And before they got that heat, when they told somebody they was going to get it, they never made it.
Right.
Oh, no. No. I get that. I will be your ass when you get to that trunk. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Don't tell Mama said, don't tell nobody you finna go get nothing. He said, I'm going to get that heat. He never made it. He never came out that coma.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? So that's what it is of the life of, you know what I'm saying, living the life of Riley and everything. You can't trust everybody. You can't tell everybody what you're doing. And you damn sure got to keep your head on swivel, you know what I'm saying? But listen, Miss Anderson, what was you about to say? Go ahead.
No, it was kind of funny when she said, know your circle and shit like that, when she said shit. If he was a little slow or she was a little slow, I ain't fuck with him. I was going
to
ask, were you saying that?
Hey,
you,
I got to say,
I was going
to
ask if you meant that mentally or
even,
physically.
Yeah. Hey, even my siblings, if they was getting caught, they looked up. We're talking, you know, I was by myself. I ain't going to keep getting caught with y'all. I'll go by myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It gets to where it is. Oh, you can sometimes, that's the only person you can't trust is yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
There's too much weight after a while. Let me get away from that. They bring you too much
weight.
So
listen, how can people get in touch with you? How can they find you? Do you have a website? Do you have a web page? How can people get in touch with you and be a part of your movement, of what you're doing?
Thank you for asking me. My museum is called the Milwaukee Hip Hop Museum. So if they just put in Milwaukee Hip Hop Museum, it's going to pop up. My website is Milwaukee Pop Up. Wait, I'm sorry, MilwaukeeHipHopPopUp.com.
Okay.
And I'm also on Instagram. And if they leave me a message, my phone number is listed. They can text me because I'm not, like, open, like, 9 to 5. Now I'm open more because I'm off in the summer. When I go back to work, it'll be, like, the week evenings or weekends. But just shoot me email or phone call, like, 24 hours prior. Like, don't just show up and knock at the door like some people call. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm downstairs, okay?
Right.
But I'm not there. So, you know, just reach out any of those. Yeah, I'm not at home. I'm not, I'm not a, you know, I'm not a museum that's open 24 hours a day. That's the dream down the road, you know. But, just shoot me email, website, or whatever, and I'll be glad to accommodate. And also, I may, you know, maybe one day I'll pop up there in Vegas because my daughters go to Vegas a lot. But y'all are hot, though. Y'all hot.
Yeah. We won 13 today, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, it's already 101 already at 9:57 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I mean? But listen, we want to thank you, Ms. Anderson, for coming on the show this morning and blessing us with this knowledge and letting us know about the Milwaukee Hip Hop Museum. We appreciate you. We love you. If there's anything we can do, please, please, please let us know. But we will be supporting you and everything. And just drop through every once in a while. But we're going to come out there and come to the museum. I want to get a trip or something and bring some artists out there and everything and network and stuff like that.
Okay.
And stuff up the vibe and everything. You know what I mean? So you know, we appreciate you. TNG, you got anything else? You got anything else to say to Ms. Anderson?
Man, nothing but shit. We love you and thank you. Learned a lot. It was great talking to you. And don't give up. Keep up what you're doing because it's muchly appreciated and muchly needed in the world, not just the community, in the world. So that's a great thing you're doing. And don't let nobody knock you or even try to deter you. You know what I'm saying? You're doing... You're making positive moves.
Amen.
I want to thank West Coast, because I hadn't been on a podcast, so I was real nervous about it. Thank you for your patience, because I haven't been on very many podcasts, and I'm like, how does this work? So thank you for me, you know, bugging you on the phone,
fine.
You know.
Yeah,
I got
you're
it.
Fine.
And you said
you're fine. Kill,
you know.
Yeah, you're fine. We've been looking forward to this ever since I told the morning show crew you was coming, you know what I'm saying? So everybody got excited, started doing their research and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So We appreciate you. Thank you for educating us and the world this morning. God bless you, okay?
Thank you. Okay, and we won't say this is not goodbye. We'll be talking again soon.
Yeah, yeah. I usually say later, Gator.
Right, later, Gator.
Y'all give it up for Miss Anderson one more time.
probably won't leave until the thing ends. But in the meantime, the in-between time, if you work your thing, then I work mine. We came here together so we could have fun. Me and you, baby, going one-on-one. Now this is the last step for us to get off. So either get loose or you ought to get lost. Cause I'm just about ready to do my thing. Cause I'm a stone cold New York rap machine. I'ma give you what I got, and baby, that's plenty. And never has one man rocked so many. I'ma make you wet and make you sweat. Just to see how funky you can get. Now when I'm on the mic, I do serve well. And I go by the name of the rapper Ja Rule. Now sit back, relax, put on your headgear. You ready for a trip through the atmosphere? Gonna take you for a ride through the twilight zone. I don't need a spaceship, I use my microphone. So hold on tight with all your might, cause I'll be rocking like this for the rest of the night. It's Ja Rule, y'all, your master rapper. And when I'm on the mic, it's a sheer disaster. Cause MCs crumble when we rumble. Some think I'm soft just because I'm humble. So all you MCs, I hope you're real good listeners. Cause in this battle, I'm taking no prisoners. I'm playing MCs right on the spot. Cause I'm the master of the rap, the doctor of the rap. The jack of all trades, the master of one. And the thing I master is called having fun. We got 3 minutes left to rock this funk. To separate the good stuff from the junk. So get in the groove and feel the sound. And once you're inside, spread yourself around. From the bottom to the top, top to the bottom. Come on, master, we can get funky while we got it. From the start, we used to get together after dark. Sometimes we rap, sometimes we sing. In the summer or the winter, cause it ain't no thing. And ever since I first came round, side by side, we throw down. We came here to this here place to serve you all right to your face. Because this jam here is our showstopper. We didn't want to use it, but I guess we got it. With the man of the hour, make the ladies scream and holler. Too hot to drop, too sweet to be sour. I'm gonna set the record straight, and I hope that it is not too late. I won't sell it for less. Put your money on me, I'm your best bet. Come on, 1 for the summer, 2 for the day, 3 for the ladies, 4 for the play, 5 minutes of funk. This ain't no dump. So pull your bottom off the tree stump. Ladies real pretty, city to city. But now we're getting down to the nitty gritty. From the bottom to the top, top to the bottom. I'm gonna rock on why I still got them. I'll rap and shower, have style and power. And this disco hour, I don't know it, all of you have heard. So it's up to me to spread the word about the man that we feel has got to be real. I'm proud prince on the wheels of steel. He goes by the name of Grandmaster D. So if it's alright with you, it's alright with me. We're gonna rock you people's minds with ease, with some help from the mic show, if you please.
questionable, the professional. While I guess the joke, grab the album that rocks the most on the market. Strong hearted with a target, blow, and the target is hit. I shot the lyrics and reload the clip, blow. Another shell hits the ground, along with the shell my opponent's weak crown. Blow, blow. The title comes after. What a disaster! Listen to the laughter, your heart I capture. 'Cause every lecture has texture. If you're whack, I say next.
All right. We told y'all was going to learn today. Y'all was going to learn today. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Miss Antonia Anderson for coming on the show and educating us on the Milwaukee Hip Hop Museum. That was dope. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. I enjoyed that. You know what I mean? And I hope everybody else enjoyed it. TNG, you enjoyed it?
Yeah, man, that was very information. That was very eye-opening. It was dope.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And everything, you know what I mean? So, but, yeah, man, we're going to have to start making sure that we get out and go to these places, go to these museums, man, and start doing some broadcasts and everything from these places. You know what I'm saying? That's what's in store for... you know, coming up, you know, we're going to be going out and doing the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show live, you know what I'm saying? And we can come to your city and do the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show live, you know, just let us know and everything like that. And we will put it in the hat and make it happen, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But we're going to get the hell up out of here. 14 minutes left in the show. You got any shout-outs, man?
Oh, man. Yes, again, always, man. Shout out to the Midwest Connection. Shout out to OG. Shout out to all the listeners for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show and supporters. Shout out to the staff. Yeah, man. Y'all want to check out Fresh Off the Grill, my man Bear, in Detroit, in the Inkster area. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
Man, just shout out to our Lord and Savior and everybody, man. Just keep the faith. And keep your loved ones near.
Exactly. Like I said, y'all, we dealing with this heat, so make sure you check on your loved ones today. Make sure you check on your grandparents, your people, this, that, the other. If they run across your mind, make sure that you check on them, all right? A text only takes less than 5 seconds to say, hey, how you doing? A phone call sometimes takes less than that to say, hey, you all right? Just check it on you. Everything, you know what I'm saying? It would make a very big difference in their life, you know what I mean? So for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show and the Madhouse team and the Morning Crew team, y'all, we're gonna say I do, and we will get with y'all tomorrow morning. Alright? Alright, then, y'all. We go be the hell up out of here. Peace. Peace and love, Grease. Somebody coming in real late. It is.
Yeah, sorry, partner. It's over. We got it. They done.
Yeah, no done.
Just left. They just
people
left.
Don't use our music to get high. They use our music to get by.
Right. Exactly.
Back in the groove.